Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We'll get to guess the takes. We try to guess the takes you'll hear on Monday. After an NFL weekend, week 10 in the NFL coming up.
You going to be all right, Hugh?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You find your notepad?
Yeah, I found it.
You got your take? All lined up and ready to roll?
Finally. Okay. This ain't that easy to do, man.
It's
guess the takes?
So easy.
Well, no, because you got Smug Kyle over there talking about those are predictions.
Well, they're different.
Well, I'd like to predict stuff.
Then, you know what?
Nostradamus.
Maybe we'll have a different segment where Hugh gets to predict stuff. How about that? This is Guess the Takes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The funny thing is, we give our own take every day. They're not predictions.
I know. Like, it's...
You know what? You would think that this would be easy because I do it every day.
You know what it is?
It's but like, when you ask me on Friday, I can never come.
It's kind of like Jeopardy.
Take.
I mean, Jeopardy, you're asking
the
question.
I think Hugh feels the pressure.
I know.
No, you know, I think that's what it is. And then it's gotten to the point where even Max says something even snarky. I'm like, hold up, Max.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I made you. I made you. How dare you talk to me in that manner?
Well, because we'll be like, all right, Hugh, like, we're doing Guess the Takes. He's like, Jets get their first win this week. And I'm like,
that's not a take.
I'm like, that's a prediction.
He was like, that's not a take.
Yep.
Like, well, damn, this ain't that easy.
It's like,
we do this every day.
I know.
Pretend you're turning your TV on Monday morning.
And we, you know, you
what
would think it would be
about?
A lot easier, but when I'm put on the spot like that,
yeah,
it's hard to figure out.
What's Stephen A's opinion Monday morning?
Really is what we should call the segment. I mean, that's kind of it. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Hugh's got a banger of a take coming up.
A banger.
Before we go any further, though, Jalen Hurts yesterday, he was asked about the fact that the Eagles under Sirianni are undefeated off the bye. Quite a good record. They have done well, and this is their spot. They're off the bye this week. Here is Jalen Hurts' thoughts on all that.
Yeah, that's one thing that you don't think about. As a competitor, you know, you look back on it, I guess, you know, you live life forward, but you learn it backwards. So you reflect on these things after it happens.
That's one thing I've
never ever thought about. But I think that's just a testimony to the singular focus going into every game.
What? You live life forward, but you learn it backwards.
I got to Google that.
From the book of Hurts.
You live life forward. But you learn it backwards.
What's his agent's name? Nicole Lynn is her name, I believe.
Yes.
She needs to have a book deal in order soon. I mean, just he doesn't even have to write it. They just go back through the press conferences
and print them. He said he's supposed to say, you live life forwards and you understand it backwards.
Well, he puts his own spin on it.
Like you reflect.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
That makes more sense.
Both seem interchangeable, right?
Well, I mean, it's
learning is understanding.
Well, then you reflect. I guess you reflect. We'll let you slide with that one.
Is it one of your favorite of his? Because he had.
I'm glad you're letting him slide.
Well, I get it now because when I heard it, when he said you live it backwards, no, you understand it backwards. I get it now.
Yeah, live life forward, learn it backwards.
I don't think. By the way, this is not a knock. I don't think he knew that. I think that fact they presented him, he didn't know. Because my guess is he just tends to live in the moment. We got a game this week. We play. We win. We go to the next game. I don't know if he realized they're undefeated off the bye. Maybe once he was presented it, he realized, like, oh, yeah, that's true.
You knew, though.
That yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, Hugh brought, it up the other day.
Hey, listen.
You probably wrote it in his notepad.
Wow.
Listen, y'all see,
is that underneath it starts at Green Bay?
I took that out.
But see, you took that out.
That was your whole premise this week.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got it in there. Let me see if it's still in there. Because it's like a lot that changes on the day-to-day in the notepad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's still in there. Cool. It's still in there. But no, this is the notepad. We do notes.
We need to take Thanksgiving back also still on there.
We need to take Thanksgiving back is at the top of the notepad.
When the fifth graders at my son's school were listening on the playground the other day, they picked up on that.
They did?
I asked them what they heard. Because my son's friend has been bringing a radio, so they've been listening at recess. So I asked him, what have you heard? And he said, he wants to take Thanksgiving back. He wants it back.
The fact that your son has a friend group.
Yeah, they're listening.
That listens to our show is fascinating to me. The fact that you have some young man that when you're outside at recess, think about this for a minute, Kyle. You're 10 years old. You got all this stuff that 10-year-olds got going on. But you have a friend that's in your friend group that has a small ham radio that turns on sports radio at recess.
Yeah.
And they're sitting around.
Soon they're going to be roasting your takes.
Yeah.
Can you believe what Douglas said?
That guy used to play. Going to rethink some of the things that you say?
I just find that fascinating that we got a bunch of 10-year-olds talking, oh, listen, that's a terrible take. Yeah. Well, what is he talking about?
I was probably listening to Eskin call people dopes all the time.
I just find that fascinating.
Yeah. Well,
that is crazy.
One of those kids one day will be in here taking our job and yelling at us.
He'll
say, you old man, get out.
He's like, well, hell, if you still doing it, if I'm here with you, ooh, boy, I'm going to be way up there. I'm going to probably be doing it from my house. If I'm still doing this,
you'll be doing it from the upper room.
In the upper room.
Live show today from the upper room.
The upper room.
Talk about falling asleep on air. Ooh, yeah.
You're going to go East Snow on us?
Oh, I'm going to be like, I'll be snoring.
Oh, not East Snow.
I think he's in San Antonio somewhere.
Is that where Eric is these days?
I saw a picture. He was with somebody, another coach. Yeah, he snowed in. Let himself go.
Oh, come on. Give the guy a break.
I'm just saying, dog.
Does this kid bring a radio, by the way, or does he just pull up the Odyssey?
No. I don't think they're allowed phones, or at least my son doesn't have one yet.
It's like a transistor.
He said it's a real radio. Yeah, it's like a little.
That is. You don't find that.
So they have to find us on the dial. It's not like you just plug it in. Like it's like old school kind of stuff.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I saw the East Snow thing. Yeah.
You saw it? Dude, listen, I know that's Ike's homie. They went to school together.
We want him to take care of himself. That's all.
Yeah, but man, because listen, we too old for that. Like to be looking like that for real.
Do have a quick ESPN update.
Oh, what do we got?
Do we get our channel back?
ESPN has officially reached an agreement with Brian Windhorst.
Oh, geez. Wait a minute.
What do I care for?
That's not helping me out. That's not helping out Monday Night Football.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, and thank you to all the folks that sent me their, the password. Appreciate that.
Well,
I feel bad now.
I do like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do that.
You really broke everyone's heart.
It just popped up on my feed.
Wendy got paid, and I'm supposed to care.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
Well,
now.
Look, man,
you stole passwords.
I'm not. I didn't steal them. They gave them to me. But I feel like I didn't.
Pirate Hugh over here.
I can't use them because I appreciate it though. Now I feel bad. Like I feel this is the first time I felt cheap in a long time.
First time?
Really?
First time.
That's very surprising.
Very surprising. I didn't expect anybody, because I appreciate each and every one of y'all, because these you people, they give you,
people care.
Philadelphia, they're a little rough on you at times.
Plus, they don't want
you
to come in here blind Tuesday, not watching the game.
Oh, I was going to watch the game. No. I'm watching the game at somebody's house. I'm pulling up on somebody.
You're inviting yourself to somebody's house.
I'm pulling up on somebody. If I don't have cable, I don't have cable, and I'm not getting it. But if I don't have the means to watch the game on Monday night, somewhere, I'm pulling up on somebody, uninvited.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they were trying to avoid that. They're like, let's just give you the passwords and come to our house.
I'm pulling up uninvited.
Jeez, that'd be a lot.
Somebody's house.
Let's grab Sean in Philadelphia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
So, listen, I think we are totally being disrespected because we are at the top of our division, and we are – We the two games that we lost was by mishaps. We ain't lose to no big names.
Right. Well, but hold on, Sean. They got blown out in one of the losses.
Yeah, we got beat up.
We got blown out by a team that just got lucky, man. Them guys got lucky. Because look at them right now.
They're bad. You're right about that.
You know what I'm saying? Even the Broncos, nobody is doing what we're doing. So I'm tempted to believe that it's all about the trend and the fact that they got Micah Parsons. The Green Bay Packers are trending, so the line, the bet lines is going to be the way they are.
Somebody called the cops on this phone call.
The tape police is out.
Yeah, I mean, dude. He started by saying, we're being disrespected because we're at the top of the NFC East. The NFC East is the worst division in football.
Yeah, they did clinch it already, yeah. So you're right about that. We try to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean. Well, if that's the worst division, we lead in it. We lead in the worst division. So yes, that gives us what? That's a good point. You know what I'm saying?
Just kidding.
But I got a great trend for
you. Oh, yeah. What did you do that you're kind of embarrassed by after the
and
fact?
This is going to be good for Hugh. Because okay. I'm sure Hugh had one of these when he was back in his young days.
Of course
but he did. I had to wear a Jerry Curl. You know, Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl. Yes, I did.
Yes, me too. And I had an embarrassing moment because I didn't wait for it to dry.
Oh, no.
I was too excited. And it was Easter Sunday, too.
Oh.
And I was on the choir and I was singing. And then they had to pull me off because my drink was just leaking like a bad Cadillac.
That happened to me before.
Oh, no.
That happened to me on the bus.
Sean, that's a good one. The leaky Jerry Curl. Sean, great phone call. You're in the mix for the prize.
Happened to me on the bus.
Your Jerry Curl was leaking?
Oh, man. Drip. Follow the drip. All on the back of your neck. Like,
Was this the day you had a lot of Vaseline on? Different?
No, let me tell you. Jerry Curl's like back in the day. Like, and everybody that ever had one knows exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it was like a process. It was like you get a perm, and then you get the curl, and then you had to put, like, S-Curl activator juice in it, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in the summertime, if you put too much in it, it would drip on the back of your neck.
Uh-oh.
And with that, it would make your neck turn really, really black. So everybody who had the Jerry Curl...
Sounds like a mess.
Oh, black-ass neck. It was like, why your neck so black? Because it was the Jerry Curl. Man, listen, but everybody had a Jerry Curl. There was a group that was out when I was growing up called Ready for the World, and they all had Jerry Curls. And my brother, like me, it was me, my brother, Brent, and Steve, we all had Jerry Curls, and they said we looked like Ready for the World, man, because Brent used to dress like Ready for the World.
Oh, I found a picture of these
like,
guys.
Yeah, and, you know, being from the Midwest, Ready for, man, listen. That was a bad era, but everybody named Mama had a Jerry Curl.
What do you think? What do you think about bringing back the Jerry Curls?
Nah.
No? That we're done with that?
that processed hair, man, that was horrible.
Oh, my God. These are ridiculous
haircuts. You see the group Ready for the World?
Yeah.
My brother looked like the lead singer. If you see the lead singer of Ready for the World, that's who my brother looked like.
Were there six of them? Is there six?
There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them, but Ready for the World, man, it was funny. And they was like, oh, Brent, you look like the lead singer. Yeah, it was
which one were you? I'm pulling it up here. You got these guys.
I can't remember which one I was. Yeah, I was probably the chunkier one because I was chunky when I was the chunky one. So I was the chunky dude. Man, Jerry Curl juice just off. You talk about messing up clothes.
Yep.
And wearing used to have to wear a plastic bag on your head when you slept at night. Yeah, because you didn't want to get the Jerry Curl juice on your pillowcase.
But you put the juice in at night or in the morning?
Well, it all depends because, like, you would sleep with the bag on.
Now, what is the juice? Because, like...
Well, it was called juice. It was called Activator.
Oh.
It was, like, S-Curl, some other types.
White people have hair gel.
It's called S-Curl. Like, you would get it in the spray, and you would spray it all over, and then you would do your Jerry Curl, and you would style it, and then you would go to school. And, like, everybody named... If you didn't have a Jerry Curl, you was not cool.
Well, I wasn't
like,
cool.
Yeah, everybody had a Jerry, like, and you did. Then they used to, remember, they used to pop the collar. Used to pop the collar up and wear the penny. Oh, man, it was a horrible
time. We need
to
get these photos of Hugh Douglas.
Nah.
We'll share those out on the internet. Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Listen, none of you need to worry about hair products.
Let us live our past life here, Jim. Let us enjoy,
no.
All right?
No, none of you do. Mm-hmm. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Hugh Douglas. You know, a lot of women listen to WIP.
Yes.
They see you on YouTube. You are not putting out a good portfolio, okay? What you're saying is not right, okay?
What do you mean? What am I saying? What do you mean? What am I not saying?
What you're saying about, not enough beautiful women.
No, I didn't see. You're misinterpreting what I said. I said they're few and far between. That doesn't mean they're not here.
Few and far between is like.
It means there's not many.
Yeah.
There's not many.
It exactly means, like, what that means.
It means
there are not many of them, and they're very hard to find.
Well, maybe because
they're
at work, or maybe they're asleep.
Maybe they're asleep.
You mean
maybe they're asleep?
This is a walk back
This ain't a walk back.
He's walking it back. Now they're asleep.
Control Douglas is here.
Cowboy Jim, you've been to Texas, right? I'm pretty sure.
Man, I'm going there all the time.
You know, in certain states, you go in, it's the thing that we men like to call whiplash. You get whiplash, right? It's just
that's
Philadelphia. It's not one of them states.
That's California.
That's what I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But unfortunately, like, Philadelphia is not one of those states.
Mm, digging the hole deeper.
Miami's one of those states.
I think you're just
I think you're conflating dressing with very little clothing
no,
to beautiful
not,
women.
Not,
which is
no,
mostly
not.
A product
no,
of the weather.
No, it's not that. I'm not saying that, because I've seen a lot of beautiful women here in Philadelphia that
the
wear
summertime.
The nice little fur, the nice little boots and whatnot, but they're few and far between.
No.
Now, I could throw a rock in L.A. or Miami, and I'm more than likely to hit a beautiful chick.
Yeah, and they're probably
beautiful
carrying.
Woman.
You shouldn't be throwing rocks at people.
They've probably got some diseases.
Yeah, see, Kyle, that's just way too
well,
much.
It's true.
But I'm just saying, I'm not trying to see what they got growing, what kind of thing they got growing in the peachy dish. I'm just saying he looks attractive.
But
that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't trying to date him. I'm just saying.
To each his own, I suppose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When she's crossing her arms looking at you, I was listening to WIP the other day. Am I pretty enough?
You know what I was saying?
This will come back to get him.
And I'll be honest.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
No.
No, you're not.
Be like,
big
fat no. I'd be like, no, you're just not my type. That's not me.
I'm looking out for you, Hugh. That's all. I'm just looking out for you.
All right, Jim. What do you got?
I'm just saying, I'll be going to a real Midwest city, Appleton, Wisconsin. Not Westchester, Pennsylvania.
I would say Wisconsin is way more Midwest than Philadelphia, for sure.
Yeah, than King of Prussia or Westchester. Yeah, I would say so, too.
Midwestern city, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Yep.
And I will be pulling for Michael Persons, since I'll be rooting for him. But I do think, though, that the Eagles will probably pull it out because, you know, Green Bay is fraudulent. And, so that's my thoughts on that. So, and as for something really embarrassing to wear, I think this is the winner. Now, Hugh would probably remember this. You remember linebackers in the 80s would wear a half shirt, you know, when they played?
Yeah, to show their little belly.
Yeah, so that's what I used to walk around in a half shirt.
Oh, Jim,
was that like the fishnet? Did you wear the fishnet? The fishnet shirts used to be embarrassing too, with the half.
Yeah,
the half
I had some of those.
You mean like to work out, or just like
just
walking around just to go out?
Just walking around. Well, I had a good belly back then, but I'm just saying.
Musty dudes running around.
Jim, that's too much right there. Yeah, when did that change? Late 90s, mid 90s?
No, they're trying to bring that back.
Well, but when we were young, that, like, you watch college football on a Saturday, the jerseys ended at the shoulder pads. Remember, you ever see the movie The Program?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they were. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the jerseys did not reach all the way down, and that's a bad image of thinking of Jim that way. All right, could we get to Guess the Takes before we go any further? Let's guess the takes for Week 10 in the NFL.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Well, you teased this for a half hour. You might as well start with Hugh Douglas here. Hugh, what does it say in that notebook? What is the take everyone is going to hear on Monday after Week 10?
I got this take all by myself.
Of course
you did. Just wanted to put that out there like that.
So low effort.
With no help.
Don't count the Cowboys out. They're still alive. They get to play the Raiders. They're still going to be alive. Keep hope alive.
That's gross. I mean, I could hear someone saying it. It probably is a good guess to take.
Yeah.
They're dead, though. All right. Minus, Sam Darnold is the NFL MVP. I mean, look at the look at the numbers he has put up. They're probably going to beat the Cardinals this weekend. He's been the most prolific quarterback in the league this year by a lot of metrics. They win again. They're atop their division. Sam Darnold's going to be near the top of that MVP race. I think you're going to hear that one on Monday morning. Kyle, what are we hearing Monday?
I'll go off the Cowboys thing a little bit. Play a little matchmaker because the Cardinals just benched Kyler Murray. And it feels like Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are headed for a divorce.
Ooh,
that's Cardinals are one Dak Prescott away from being a legit threatment in the NFC.
Well, on Monday when they had Jacoby Brissett, who's obviously not as good as Dak, but like he's solid.
It was pretty decent.
Right. Like I think Kyle might be right on this. If the Cardinals had a quarterback, so are we just is the league done with Kyler Murray now? We're just going to pretend this Kyler Murray thing never happened?
Yeah. Come back up Jalen Hurts.
Is he on the road to backupville, Kyler Murray? It's a pretty high-profile backup.
Yeah, and it's not – being a backup in the NFL at that position ain't a bad job to have. You make a nice little piece of cheese.
But
then he got more time to play.
High pedigree, though.
I know. He was the number one overall pick at one point.
Call of Duty. He can get his Call of Duty on. Yeah. You know. He'll probably be a backup, though.
I mean –
it's not looking good for him.
It's not. Is he on the Jameis Winston road?
Probably.
From top pick to backup, the Mariota road, second overall pick to backup? He could be. He could be on that path to being a backup. We'll see. But I like that one. I do think the Cardinals are a quarterback away from being decent. Lou in Bethlehem. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Lou.
Well, Hugh, I got to go back to this. I can't picture you with that soul glow thing going on.
Man, I had a straight up and out Jerry curl, dog. Like I was a chunky kid with a Jerry curl.
Well, was it more like sexual chocolate or was it more like Prince or
Prince like sexual chocolate? It would probably be more like sexual chocolate because it was drippy. Yeah. I had a drippy curl.
You had black neck.
Yeah, I had the blackest of necks. It was horrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the sharing.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the only thing that comes up as far as Monday night is concerned is I hope we push the cheese out of those guys, all right? And I hope we do it 9 straight times because I know it's going to go away, you know, and they were the major opponents of this. And we're going to hear about it. I just can't get tired of the fact that they were so dead set against it.
Yep.
And we're going to play them, and I hope we beat them with it.
Lou, like, I can't decide if I'd rather start the game with like 3 or 4 in a row for a touchdown or if we're up late. Like the fourth quarter, we're trying to run the clock out, right? We're up 7 points or whatever, trying not to give the ball back. And we just tush-push our way for like 3 straight minutes to run the clock out.
I really want to annoy him with this.
Yeah.
I just blatantly, you know.
Well, and they earned it. I mean, they, of all the teams, they were the ones that led the charge. And to do it in their building, to do it in Lambeau, that'd be really awesome. All right, Lou, what do you got for us? What is something, a trend you were part of, and then you look back, you're like, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
All right, can I change my name?
Yeah, sure.
All right. 2 words, gentlemen. The Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
The Macarena was ridiculous, Lou. In retrospect, when you ever go back and see videos of people doing the Macarena, it's like, what in the world?
I try not to. I see myself. I see myself because it was a hot date that night, guys. That's all I got to say, right?
Oh, my goodness, Lou.
Sound like drinks were involved.
It's a great one. Yeah, so sometimes if you go back and watch, Lou, great phone call. If you rewatch like an old game on YouTube and they'll pan to the crowd, they'll put the Macarena on and you got 40,000 people doing the Macarena for no good reason.
I remember who let the dogs out.
Of course.
That was kind of the same thing. You know that was about ugly women.
I know. So my kids love that song, and I hope they never find out what it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Oof. It's so disrespectful when you think about it. But it's
let the dogs out?
It's such a funny song.
Hey, I think it's safe to say that, you know, I ain't been dating since I've been here. It's probably going to keep that trend going.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Especially after the way you acted today.
Hey, Joe. Sometimes you just got to, you know what I'm saying? When you put some chips into the table, you just got to be prepared for the consequences.
You do. And
so it is.
We are often prepared for those consequences. 215-592-9494.
Let the dogs out.
We got to pick a winner here for our Flyers tickets on the other side. Plus, we haven't had a good sports burner scandal in a while. We may have one.
Not a sports burner
scandal. A lot of people think the New York Giants GM has a burner that's been uncovered. We'll read through some of those tweets next because this guy sounds very fired. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's good.
It's the barking for me. Yeah. It's the barking.
Have you watched the video lately?
Yeah,
the video is so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
It is so good. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo. We got to give away this prize here. 4-pack of tickets to go to the game with us. We are going to the Flyers game on December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. They're going to drop the puck. We're going to see our guys Bobby Brink, Zegras. We got a lot of – we're becoming, clearly. I mean,
Big Shot Bob.
Big Shot. That's
– my guy.
I need to get like a Flyers hoodie or something. I need some Flyers gear.
Or a jacket. You know, I'm trying to bring back the starter jacket.
You're bringing back jackets?
Varsity. The Letterman.
Oh, like
Letterman
who you jackets. Have with yeah, Delaware
with
State.
Delaware State. Yeah, those are nice, man.
Yeah, you could bring those back.
Yeah, I got to find a nice Flyers one.
Yeah, I
got to find one, yeah.
So what do you recommend? Like an orange hoodie or a black hoodie?
Black's probably more...
traditional?
Well, I would say black is... a big orange starter jacket, it feels like something you could only wear at a Flyers game.
Yeah.
Where you could wear the other one out. It's just black.
Yeah, right. Know? Yeah. Yeah, maybe less bright colors for me, too, just because I'm bright in here anyway. Maybe the black sweatshirt is a better look on YouTube. All right. We're going to get back to your phone calls in just a second. We're also checking with you people coming up in a little bit. But, Hugh, we have ourselves a potential sports burner account that we need to talk about. So,
who got a burner?
Well, maybe. Well, you never know with these things. I mean... you weren't here for it, but one of the greatest ones in the history of social media, of course, was the Colangelo one here, Brian Colangelo with the Sixers. Do you know this story?
I do remember.
You remember
like
that one?
He was tweeting stuff about the team or something,
right? Oh, yeah. Well, not just the team. Embiid. People on the team. What has been a circus of a Sixers era the last 10, 12 years, it was the top of the
Remember when everyone Twitter likes used to be public?
Yes.
Doc Rivers got caught.
Yep.
What was he like?
Oh, let's not say it out loud.
Ooh, is it what
we'll
I think it is?
We'll tell you off air.
Off air. It's, yeah.
I think it's what I think it is, yeah. Man. Yeah.
I mean, again, to each their own, but like, it's not something I think the Sixers would want everyone to be talking about. Yeah. So it was one of those.
Well, I was close.
Yeah.
I was close.
You know now.
I didn't know it was. Yeah. Again, I was close.
For off air. Anyway. So. Why'd you tell him during the show?
That's on me.
Hey.
You got to know, Hugh has no poker face whatsoever.
No.
I mean, because I had half of it right. I just didn't, the other half kind of, I was taken aback.
Yeah. Well, it was
the, the important half.
that's again, let's try to just get this back on the. All right, I'm just going to read through these tweets, all right? While you guys giggle. Okay. So. There is potentially here, and I say potential because it's not confirmed yet, but obviously a lot of heat up in New York on the coach and the GM, right? They stink.
They out of there.
So there has been this account that has been uncovered that many believe is actually Joe Shane, the Giants general manager. You know, remember the guy famously that let Saquon Barkley go?
Yeah, hey, let me know when you're going somewhere.
As someone combed through this account, basically it's everything is defending him. And ripping everybody else in the organization, including Brian Daboll. I mean, it just destroys everyone but Joe Shane. So, in when you kind of take a step back, like, why would a normal person go
burner.
And have... Yeah, so there's one about Saquon. By the way, Saquon never wanted to stay. He wanted the Giants to overpay. Shane rightly let him walk. Why overpay for the most replaceable position on the field? Shane did that, by the way. These are all pro Joe Shane.
Interesting.
Yep. There's a few in here that make you think, like, try to throw you off the trail, like getting pizza for lunch 2 days ago, right? Like, yeah, anyone could tweet that. I'm trying to think of my favorite one. So bad coaching ruined Evan Neal. Evan Neal's one of their top 10 picks that's been a bust. He was a consensus top pick, a can't miss, but Dable's disastrous staff destroyed his confidence. Terrible. Let Shane make it right. It talks about the potential coaching staff in the offseason. Keep Joe Shane. If this is true, it is one of the most unhinged accounts for a burner you'll ever see.
Yeah, that's kind of terrible. That's terrible.
Who's the recent one? Deshaun Watson. He kept referring to himself as four.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it all out there. I just like, if you're going to have a, you can't be Joe Shane and have a burner. Nobody nobody really knows who you are enough to be passionate about you.
Right.
LeBron James can have a burner. there's a million weirdos out there who will do whatever they can to defend LeBron James, like to the nth degree.
So no one would think it's him.
Nobody cares about Joe Shane besides Joe Shane,
right?
And his family.
It's got to be his family or him. Like
What if it's his wife?
Well,
could be. I mean,
wasn't that part of the Colangelo thing?
I think it was. Yeah. I think I remember somebody.
Barbara Bottini was the name of the account.
I mean, there's pillow talk stuff, right? And you know, who knows what he shares with his wife? The details of he probably trash talks Brian Daboll. It could be. I don't want to say it's his wife. It could be somebody that he speaks to a lot about the situation.
His wife. Sure. I can recklessly speculate.
Okay.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to about the intimate details of your day to day, other than your wife?
Yeah,
I mean that. I think that's kind of fair to say.
But what you lived? Now I know social media was around when you played, but you lived that life, right?
Yeah, like, I didn't bring it home.
No, I know, but you lived a life where you were an athlete, and at times people could have criticized you, right? Like you didn't play well enough or whatever. Okay, Jacksonville people, he's overpaid. What would have been your reaction if you found out your wife at the time was online?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ripping your teammates and coaches in defense of you, but of course,
I'd have been upset.
Of course,
I'd have been upset.
What are you doing?
This rich coat type guy.
No, and I would have been upset.
Del Rio did not know how to use you, Douglas.
And I would have asked her, I'd ask her not to do that.
Yeah.
The family life and professional life, they were two separate lives.
I think they need to be. Yeah.
Yeah. And I never would want them to get drawn into any of that. Because, you know, people are ridiculous nowadays. And we've seen stories where, you know, people have bad games, and then they go after people, family members, and say stuff like that. It would be more so for their protection than for me. You know, I mean, because you can say, at the end of the day, fans are going to do what fans do. And it's one of those things that no matter what, somebody's always going to have something to say, and when it's all said and done, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, but I know it's probably was tough for his wife if she is doing it, but you just have to let it be what it is, because the fact that he's doing what he's doing and they're talking about him, you put your family in a good position to live a wonderful life. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I never got the burner thing. I feel like I would mistake. I just would, if I had one, I would forget to put it on. Like it would, because that's the whole point, right? No one was supposed to ever know. But sometimes, maybe it happened to Skip Bayless once or someone else. Maybe there was a thing once.
Skip had a burner, didn't he?
Someone forgot they weren't on the main account and they were on the other one. And then
Kevin Durant was a burner guy, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but now he just claps back. Just,
yeah. See, that to me is too exposed. Much work. That is just too
it is
much
a lot
work.
Of work.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, you wouldn't do well. You'd forget to switch the account.
Oh, no, I'm just going, you know, I just clap back regardless.
Hugh would easily forget.
Plus, you would probably have an account name that we could all see through. Like, defense is a luxury.
Yeah, something crazy. And then I would probably use more colorful language. Yeah. But
Tweets be? Hugh Douglas is right. Hugh Douglas is never
wrong.
I
would be like, they would be just know they would be real.
Hugh has fire takes on the daily.
They would be blue.
Hugh Douglas has vision.
I do that on my regular account.
I know.
Somebody needs to make a novelty burner account for Hugh, I think.
Well, we did have the one a few years ago when he predicted the Phillies would break the run scoring record.
Hugh that needs was, runs. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was the Hugh Douglas runs tracker. Well, that thing died out when they stopped scoring. Yeah, no. Let's go to Andrew in Jamestown. What's up, Andrew?
That was funny.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up, Andrew, man? What's up?
No, not a whole lot, man. Hey, I do, Hugh, man, it's a pleasure. I do believe I met you when I was a kid, man. I was about 6 years old. I'm almost 38. you, Ike Reese, Hollis Thomas, Bobby Taylor. It's a good time. And you guys came to my high school when I was a kid.
That sounded about right.
That's pretty cool. That's quite the motley crew you had there at that high school.
Long ass time ago.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. But so as far as disrespect, I feel like we are the Super Bowl champs. Despite what we went through at the beginning of the season, I feel like it's absolutely disrespect to say that we're going to go into Green Bay and we're not going to beat the brakes off of them. I'm not going to say we're going to destroy them, but I feel like we're going to destroy them. Like, I feel like we're better. I feel like we're going to run all over them. It's cold. Man, I've been waiting for Saquon to bust out all year. I'm excited for Tank Bigsby, man. I'm super stoked on his team. I want us to run it back for real.
So if they go out there and they do what you're saying, Andrew, it would be their most impressive win of the year. I know the Packers have been up and down, but if they blow the doors off the in Lambeau, but like the Rams win is a good win, but we needed the block kick. The Bucks win is even the Chiefs win is a good win, but they didn't have their receivers that day. If they go to Lambeau on Monday night and dominate, that's a big time win. All right, Andrew, what do you got for us? What's the trend you took place part of, and you kind of regret it?
So this is going to blow your guys' mind, man. This trend, I was 16 years old, and this followed me. This nickname followed me up until right now. There's some people that still don't know my first name. And I was a little gothic kid, man. I had the jet black eyeliner, jet black nail polish, wore the lipstick, the dog collar, the trip pants, the Slipknot shirt. I was long hair, probably about 7 inches long, shaved underneath, had it in a mohawk at one point, had the LeBray piercing 3 times, 2 hoops, and then the LeBray in the middle. Nose ring, eyebrow. Right now, you wouldn't even know it.
I was gonna say, so you've done a 180 now, like?
No, not even a one. Like completely turned around, my man. Completely turned around.
That's a wild one. So you did it, and then you woke up one day, you're like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore.
I grew up. Yeah, you know? You grow out of phases, man.
Sure.
I went through a little to where I'm a white guy, to where I dress like super, super wiggerish. You know what I mean? And I wasn't all about that either. Right now, it's more like, I don't know. I like wearing Eagles stuff. I wear a lot of Flyer stuff. Maybe talk about going to the game. I personally have a nice black zip-up jacket with a bright orange hat that I would wear if I went.
There we go. Andrew, man, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, Andrew ain't coming.
Yeah, the goth thing was funny, and we probably should have stopped there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, one little quick piece of news here on the Phillies. Their assistant hitting coach, Dustin Lind, he is leaving to go to the Orioles with their new coach.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
All right, so we lost our assistant hitting coach. He goes down to Baltimore with their new manager there. So we got that. All right, we got to pick a winner here. We've had quite a – this actually – I didn't know where this was going to go because I guess it kind of morphed into look, right? Like appearance, dress.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to do more like an eating fad, a diet fad.
Slang.
How like, people talk. Yeah. You know, this really – people were opened up today on what they used to wear. So which ones are our favorites here? There's some good ones.
The aluminum grills was hilarious.
It was good. I did like Sean, who admitted that he used to take the vitamins from the
Virigra. Virigra, gas station Virigra.
That was funny.
Trying to get right.
Yeah. Yep. Jerry Curls was one that I probably I expected.
Yeah.
The hairstyles, I think, were like the mohawk rat tail.
There was a good
like
amount
that.
Of that. There was our guy Mario who had his dad come get him from school.
Oh, yeah, and he got his ass kicked for wearing clothes backwards.
Crisscross look? I kind of like that one.
I like that, too.
All right, let's go with Mario here.
If your fad got your ass kicked by your dad.
Well, sounds like his dad might be a little bit like your dad, Kyle.
Mm. Yeah. Dad, over top.
Want to talk about my...
All right, let's do a little check-in on the Twitter poll today before we go to you people and see what they're up to on this football Friday.
I was thinking about putting up, should Hugh Douglas make a burner?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
A burner account?
Yeah. Mm. How long you think until Hugh, if he made one, forgets he's on that one and accidentally, you know, says something he shouldn't say? I'd say...
Not long.
No.
Oh, yeah. Not long.
A day, 2 days, 3 days?
Probably more than like, something like that.
Okay. Our Twitter poll today was, are the Eagles being disrespected as underdogs versus Green Bay? Yes or no? Hugh, how do you think the voting came in if you had a guess on this one? Yes or no?
I would say probably 80% yes.
63% believe that the Eagles are being disrespected as 2.5-point underdogs.
Okay, it's a little high, but
they were the birds.
Well, quickly, I mentioned this to a caller. Hugh, what do you think about this? So the early line on the Eagles and Lions game, and it could change, right? If someone gets hurt of impact this week, it will change. But the early line on Eagles-Lions next Sunday, is Eagles -1.5. What do you think of that one?
Here?
Yeah, it's only 1.5.
I mean,
it kind of says the Lions are a scotch better, doesn't it?
Well, it kind of says what I've been trying to tell.
We turned this since I told you.
I mean,
you
I've
so.
Been trying to say that, but you know, people tell me, "Oh my gosh, what did it make you think?" Yeah, okay, it's, yeah. Any given Sunday.
What was that
voice?
Put the fries in the bag.
Fries in the bag, Carl. That is so funny to me.
It really got you.
I can't believe you never heard that before.
I've never heard that. Oh. Somebody say, "Listen, I used to do fries."
Oh, who's your boss?
I used to Sharon Plew. Can't stand Sharon Plew. Sharon Plew, I'm still here winning.
Now, did you have the Jerry curl while you worked at McDonald's?
Yeah, I did because I had to put the hairnet on.
Oh my gosh! Can we get Sharon Plew to call in and tell us about this era of Hugh Douglas?
What a time!
All right, our last poll, of course, should Hugh Douglas make a burner account? That gets my yes on my vote there.
We'll have to check in with that Monday.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
The consensus is yes. Will you get one?
And guys.
That would be fun.
We're going to think about
think
it all
Rod
weekend.
Bougie's Lakin would like
oh, that. No, Rod's not going to go.
Well, he actually might like it if you're tweeting from that rather than the Hugh Douglas that is officially employed here.
Until you get caught. I mean, someone will sniff out that it was you right away. I don't think you'd be very good at being
we
discreet.
We did this on the air. Okay, we will take it under consideration this weekend that the suspension ends for Hugh's Clues on Monday.
Appreciate it.
Do the people want it back, you think?
I don't know. They were a little upset with me.
Why don't we put up one last poll up, but let it live over the weekend. Do you want Hugh's Clues back on Monday? And if so, we may have a great prize for it. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to on this Friday.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Three chumps.
So strong.
Three chumps.
Appreciate you listening.
That's awesome. Yep. Put the fries in the bag, Joe.
Oh, I got fries in the
bag? Yeah, you got fries in the bag. Yep.
The Packers are favorites. I don't think it's crazy. Put the fries in the bag.
Yep.
All right.
Don't you dare. Joe Giglio is a moron, point blank.
Point blank, period. You got to finish it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Point blank is tough, man.
Yeah, I can't bounce back.
That's an end of discussion.
Okay, right I'm an there. Idiot. Point blank. You got me, guys.
Is there something toxic on those envelopes? Hugh is loopy today.
No. I was signing an autograph.
It's like the Seinfeld with Susan. You know what happened to Susan Ross, right?
What happened?
She died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
George had a fiance, and I think
Wore her out the show.
Well, I think they wanted her off the show, but they got him engaged, and they didn't want him married, so they just killed her with the toxic envelopes.
You can't marry George.
Well, thanks for telling me, because from now on, I ain't licking them damn envelopes.
Well, it was fake. It was television.
No, I'm just saying, but now since somebody said it.
You know. It's a sitcom 30 years ago.
Now you're on edge about envelopes.
Yeah,
it's good.
High alert.
Is Micah Douglas taking moral victories with his losing bets?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I know a lot of people were sweating that bet last night. I feel good about that.
But on a money line, it's a yes or a no.
I still feel good about that. It's a win. Like, for me, moral victory is a moral victory.
No. See, like, I have the right to brag about my cover bet because they covered.
You did good.
Yeah. You could have done the same thing because you were on to it.
I tried to tell you too. I said I'm gonna do the spread, and then you sprinkle a little bit on the money line. You do a little less on the money line, then it's a bonus.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You almost had it.
I almost had it.
But you took a big fat L yesterday.
No, I think I won. I took a moral victory.
That's not how betting works.
I lost my money, but I won.
I won. I feel like I won.
Okay. Yeah. Don't mind Hugh. He just yaps.
That one didn't hit like they thought it would. It was okay, but it didn't hit.
It was similar to the one where the guy said, like, I've learned to just ignore Hugh.
Yeah, that one was
just
not
move
a
on, move just it along.
Move on.
Yep.
Yeah, that wasn't
from what he said.
That wasn't a bang.
I don't know if they were trying to be funny. I actually think they were serious.
Yeah, I think they were. Yep.
Like, just a warning for new you people, because we do probably get some new listeners every now and then.
Yes, and if you're new to this segment, you can always listen on the Odyssey app or obviously your radio.
Yeah, tweet us, you people us, whatever you got to do.
You can also watch the show on YouTube, and then at the end of the show, we highlight the best and worst.
Yeah, especially the worst. Yeah. If you're mean, those get read. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I'm sure Skip will let Hugh watch at his house as long as you park your big truck in his garage.
Would you consider going to Skip's for Monday Night Football?
No.
Be a great story, though.
No.
Dude, it would.
No, I'm not.
I need to set up a live camera there,
definitely
too.
Definitely not going to Skip's. No, that's not going to happen.
It would be so awkward as he's trying to
talk
to
you. What are you afraid of? I mean, you can handle Skip.
That don't even sound right.
It doesn't.
Don't sound right at all.
But all you got to do is park your big truck in his garage.
Definitely
like he asks.
He asks every time he calls. And then we got to hang up.
Yep.
Definitely not hanging out with Skip.
All right. We got this one just totally out of context. Hugh, bro, what?
That was wild.
What do we think? What part of the
show? Could have been about anything.
Anything. That's kind of evergreen.
I did notice the internet's having a little bit of fun with your take on taxes in Florida. I think people misconstrued it as you thought Kyle Schwarber was going to like play in the state of Florida. I think you meant it more as states without taxes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of plays into what I say every day, because when we had to go, like, I understand that a lot of people might come in after we started the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was about the state tax, not that he's planning for. I'm just saying that the money looks different in Florida.
You didn't mean it specifically about the Rays taxes. Or Marlins. It was yes. just the idea.
It was the idea of playing in the state of Florida.
One team I have seen connected him is the Texas Rangers. There's also not
state. It's a little bit different in Texas,
yes.
too.
Yes.
The money hits different in
yep.
Texas.
Yep. But the Florida thing got us off on a pretty wild tangent there with Hugh. Hugh claims to know a lot about Philly women for a guy who's in bed by 8 at his cave in Delaware.
You know what? That hit. That
yeah. It's more like 8:30.
Maybe that's
a very good point, though.
You're not seeing what everyone else is seeing.
No, I go out enough to see. No, it ain't been.
No. You can just take it all back and move on with your life.
Okay. Felt like taking it back. Uh-huh. Felt like it was about right, spot on.
No. Say what you want about Philly women, Hugh, but at least they're nice, like all Midwest people are.
That's a good one. I like
that's
that.
That's a good
that
way to close the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like
this. A nice Midwestern city here in Philadelphia.
Nice people.
Just got a couple more, though. And I thought this was a brilliant point. Mm-hmm. That poor imposter Uber driver just earned a 1-star rating and no tip from every woman in the Delaware Valley. Things that you say on these airwaves probably affect how well that guy gets tipped.
Yeah,
that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, he kind of does.
No, not really.
If he's pretending to be you, then he reaps all the benefits and like and the negatives.
No, well, he got to deal with that. This is what comes with in being my imposter.
I agree. You should not feel sorry for him.
I know I'll probably get some mean and hurtful like eye contact and names and whatever. I'm okay with
it. But it could come back to hurt you. Like, let's say he lashes out at someone in his car and he's angry and annoyed. They'll call in and be like, well, Hugh Douglas was driving me around. He was a jerk.
And Rod might hear
I mean, they probably say that. Anyway,
Blue Jeans hears about that. Blue you can call in the office again.
I'm definitely going to get called.
And just one more quick one here. Pipe down, Grandpa.
That was me?
Yeah, Grandpa. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Grandpa.
No. No. I won't.
Pipe down, Grandpa's harsh.
I won't. They were kind of lame today. They're a little lame today.
I thought some were funny.
Not all of them, but they were a little lame today.
You know, when you challenge them, it gets worse for you.
No, I know, but I like to challenge them because I like living on the edge.
Hugh likes to put out tweets. Yeah. At you people.
Oh, I know. He does the car ride in. Yeah, what are you people going to be upset about today?
Like to they're rent-free in his head.
No, I just like, I like to get them revved up, give them something to talk about.
Who are they more rent-free in the head of? Hugh Douglas or Tom Kelly when he's in?
Oh, you mean low T?
Yeah, low T. It's low T without question.
Low T in the building. Get the fries, low T.
Put the fries in the bag.
I started laughing so hard I hurt my side. I mean,
get the fries, low T.
That hurt. All right. We got another free weekend, by the way, here.
Yes, we do. What are we going to do? Well, I might go to the movies.
You go to the movies? What are you going to say?
Predator Badlands came out last night.
Is that a Friday night thing, Saturday, Sunday
I don't know.
Thing?
I'm going to see what my movie day doing, Spike.
You guys go to the movies?
My movie day, yeah.
We need the Spike and Hugh movie podcast.
You know, since I kind of burnt myself up, blew myself up today, ain't nobody at a female.
No, Philly women are going.
You can't get a date to the movies.
Maybe go with someone from Miami.
Go with somebody from Miami. That's what they're going to tell me. Or go to Texas.
Yep. All right, that is about all for us. Are you ready, or do you have to dig out of the trash what you're about to do now?
No, I'm good. I digged out all the papers that I didn't have out the trash.
Okay. No, but I mean, you got one right now. You ready to go?
Wait, I do.
I felt it. Sometimes you
good,
could say
no, good catch.
You didn't
thank
see
you.
Me put. I put the ring.
Well, I thought
there.
Maybe you saved one in front of you.
No, I did, but I forgot I had this last.
And
week.
That's more than enough for us today. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.